Now, finally, in our news section, we're going to speak to Dr. Keith Sockman from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Now, for years, scientists have assumed that the firstborn of any batch of offspring has a better chance of survival out in the wild. This may not necessarily be true in humans, but this definitely applies to birds, and it seems that the first laid egg might do better than its siblings. But Dr. Keith's found out that although this still seems to be true, the first laid egg actually has a harder time in getting to hatch in the first place. And he's here to speak to us now. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Tell us a bit about what you've been looking at. What sort of birds have you been studying?
The birds I study are called Lincoln sparrows, and I study them at a high elevation site in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado.
And how does their life cycle work? If a female bird's going to lay some eggs and hatch them, what's she up to?
Well, as in most bird species, the female will lay one egg per day until the clutch is complete at usually four eggs, but sometimes three or five. And then during that laying period, usually a few days into it, she will begin incubating those eggs. And incubation will progress for typically 12 days or so, at which point they'll hatch, and she'll raise those young for another 10 days or so before they are big enough to fledge, that is to leave the nest, and gradually gain independence.
So we've got eggs being laid every single day, so some are older than others. What did you find when you were studying these eggs?
Right. Well, everybody's familiar with the concept of the runt of the litter, or the runt of the brood, as you already alluded to. From mammals to even beetles, and especially in birds, the youngest sibling in a group of siblings, or nestlings in the case of birds, is typically the smallest because it's the youngest, and therefore the least competitive in that nest and the least likely to survive, whereas the oldest is typically the largest and the most likely to survive. But what I found in the Lincoln sparrow is that although indeed the oldest is typically the biggest and most likely to survive the competition between its sibling nestlings for food, it is actually the first produced young, that is the oldest, that is least likely to hatch from the egg at all. So there seems to be this trade-off that's mediated by this effect of production order or ovulation order that in one case maximizes the survival probability of the nestling, but at the same time minimizes the survival probability of the embryo.
So you have the older eggs may not hatch at all. Why do you think this happens?
Well, my hypothesis is that it relates to the fact that I mentioned earlier, and that is that the female does not begin incubating those eggs right from the start. So that first laid egg will typically sit in the nest for a few days often before she begins incubation in earnest. And as a consequence, that egg is exposed to ambient temperatures. During that time, it can accumulate harmful bacteria and fungi that can penetrate the shell, we presume, and compromise the viability of the embryo.
So presumably you're going to end up with maybe fewer eggs actually hatching, but they're more of the same age.
Well, we think that this behavior of the females, that is to start incubating after, not right away, in other words, it kind of balances a series of trade-offs she faces, one being how many eggs can she lay before the probability that one is exposed to ambient temperatures for too long and therefore its survival being compromised.
So it sort of swings and roundabouts.
Yes.
Basically. Do you think this is happening with any other bird species out there?
I would certainly think so. I think this hasn't been looked at very closely, so we don't know for sure how widespread it is. But I have no reason to think that the Lincoln sparrows that I study are very much different at all from many other small songbirds.
Anyway, thank you very much for speaking to us. That's Dr. Keith Sockman from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Thank you for joining the Naked Scientists.
Thank you.